Next patient is Mr. Robert Goutte, G-O-O-T-E-E. Robert. Number one. This is a clinical case of an 82-year-old male that has a history of polycystic kidney disease that was diagnosed on 6/21 of 2022. Period. The patient has a no family history of polycystic kidney disease, and after reviewing the imaging, it is not a typical, straightforward chronic kidney disease, period. In monitoring the kidney disease, we have noticed an increase in the serum creatinine from 1.1 to 1.25, and the estimated GFR from 64 went down to 57. The protein creatinine ratio is around 310 milligrams per gram of creatinine. In talking to the patient, it has been extremely difficult to justify the loss in the kidney function. The only event that occurred since the last visit on November the 30th of 2023 was the administration of Praluent, P-R-A-L-U-E-N-T, for the hyperlipidemia. The patient developed side effects, nausea, vomiting, general malaise, alterations in the memory, and after 3 to 4 doses of this medication that was intended to control the hyperlipidemia, the patient has been stopped, and it has been about 2 months since the last dose. In the last 2 weeks, the patient is feeling much better. There was alteration in the liver function test. In the laboratory workup, there is also change in the hemoglobin hematocrit that was at one time in January 16 of 2024, 12.6. Right now is, as of March the 18th of 2024, 10.6. Period. This could be related to the administration of the same medication. And for that reason, we have to monitor him closely. Following number, the patient has a diagnosis of ischemic cardiomyopathy with a history of CHF. The patient has not been decompensated, has not been short of breath, has not developed any chest pains. However, after the visit with the cardiologist, he was given nitroglycerin patches that he couldn't tolerate because of allergy either to the medication or the tape. And this medication was stopped. he was recommended to get nitroglycerin PO on PRN basis. The cardiomyopathy has not been decompensated. He continues to follow with the cardiologist. Following number, the patient has a history of BPH, has been evaluated by the urologist, Dr. Pobi, P-O-B-I, and he failed to find any drastic changes in the lower urinary tract. At one time, the patient was suggested to have self-catheterizations, but in view of the low residual, less than 40, the patient stopped doing that more than a couple of months ago. He is asymptomatic at this point. Following number, hyperlipidemia, that was treated with the Praluent. The laboratory workup that was done on January 16 of 2024 showed a decrease in the cholesterol to 140. The LDL went down to 78, the triglycerides to 72. However, as mentioned before, the medication was stopped. We are going to reevaluate in a couple of months. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. We're going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months with laboratory workup.